You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Europe's Airbus secured a historic deal on Monday involving the most jets ever bought by a single airline, with an order for 500 narrow-body jets from Indian budget carrier IndiGo on the opening day of the Paris Air Show. The multi-billion dollar deal eclipses Air India's combined purchase of 470 jets earlier this year, as India's two largest carriers plan for a sharp expansion in regional travel demand. IndiGo's order for A320neo family jets follows months of negotiations. Industry sources said in advance of the La Bourget event that a 500-plane deal was closed. This is just the beginning. There's more going forward. With the growth of India and the growth of the Indian aviation market, this is the right time for us to place this order. IndiGo Chief Executive Peter Elbers told a news conference. The aircraft will be delivered between 2030 and 2035. In another aviation news, fledgling Indian carrier Akasa Air on Wednesday topped up its order for Boeing 737-8 aircraft by ordering four more planes at the ongoing Paris Air Show, taking the total order size to 76 aircraft. The airline also plans to announce a large three-digit aircraft order before the end of this year as part of its plan to rapidly expand its network within India and start international operations. With the order of four additional aircraft, the Indian carrier's order book comprises 76 jets, which include 23 737-8s and 53 high-capacity 737-8-200 airplanes. US-based aerospace major Boeing said in a statement, Boeing and Akasa Air did not give details of the order value. As per list price assessments, the order for the four additional planes would be worth around $500 million. However, it is worth noting that aircraft manufacturers usually give large discounts on list prices. Moving on, an Indian property firm is set to sell the country's biggest ever low-grade local currency bond next week. A rare offering in a market dominated by corporate debt with top credit ratings. Goswami Infratech Private, a Shapoorji Pallonji Group company controlled by billionaire Shapoor Mistry, is seeking bids on Monday for notes due in April 2026 to raise as much as $1.7 billion, according to people familiar with the matter. The planned zero-coupon bond is rated BBB by CARE Ratings and carries a yield of 18.75%, said the people who requested anonymity discussing private matters. A Shapoorji Pallonji Group spokesperson didn't immediately reply to an email seeking comment. The offering comes at a time when investors are turning bullish on India's credit market as a strong economy and improved corporate balance sheets have alleviated concerns about repayment risks. Also aiding sentiment is an Indian central bank that has joined most global peers in pausing interest rate hikes as inflation eases. Meanwhile, Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group is in talks with companies behind popular global stable coins as well as other firms about issuing such tokens via the Japanese banking giant's blockchain platform. Japan's stablecoin law, one of the first among major economies, became operative on June 1st and in effect means that only the nation's licensed banks, registered money transfer agents, and trust companies can issue the tokens. MUFG is in discussions with multiple parties about using its blockchain platform, Progmat, to mint stablecoins tied to foreign currencies, including the US dollar for use globally, the bank's vice president of product, Tatsuya Saito, said in an interview. Issuers and users can feel safe using stablecoins now legislation is in effect, Saito said. He declined to specify which stablecoin parties MUFG is talking to. Stablecoins are key parts of the crypto sector where investors often park funds in between trades involving more volatile tokens. They are meant to hold a steady value, typically $1, and are often backed by reserves like cash and bonds. About $130 billion are in circulation, according to CoinGecko data. And lastly, we leave you with an overseas update. Funds parked by Indian individuals and firms in Swiss banks, including through India-based branches and other financial institutions, declined by 11% in 2022 to nearly rupees 30,000 crore, annual data from Switzerland's central bank showed on Thursday. The decline in aggregate funds of Indian clients with Swiss banks from a 14-year high of CHF 3.83 billion in 2021 follows two consecutive years of increase and was largely driven by a sharp plunge of nearly 34% in customer deposit accounts from a 7-year high. These are official figures reported by banks to the SNB and do not indicate the quantum of the much-debated alleged black money held by Indians in Switzerland. These figures also do not include the money that Indians, NRIs, or others might have in Swiss banks in the names of third-country entities. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.